Why do clouds come down close to the surface of the earth? I mean, clouds live in the sky, don't they? Why would they fly so low on foggy days? Based on my field research data, I can confidently say that that happens because they are resting, taking a nap, sleeping. And that's exactly why they get close to the earth more at night, because obviously they sleep at night. So those clouds that you see high in the sky, the ones that you go through when on a plane, are the awake and active clouds. And those which you see low, floating around freely, completely at ease, free from worries, are the sleeping ones, which just naturally come to lie down on the surface of the earth, just like you and me. If it's daytime and it's still foggy, you can be sure that the clouds were so exhausted the night before that they are oversleeping, effortlessly floating in the middle of all that traffic, snoring. If you listen carefully, you can hear them snore in those foggy days. How do I know all that? As I said, my field research data, which basically means the content of the interviews that I carried out with clouds, or the cloud. It was a morning. I got on my bike and left my home. Clouds were hanging out so low that on the bike, my head was literally in clouds. And that's what I proclaimed loudly while pedaling. My head is in a cloud, and I'm not flying or on a plane. I'm just cycling. And I heard a sleepy voice. Shh. All right. I can see that. You don't have to shout. Show some respect to the sleeping folks. And by the way, they know such thing as a cloud. Your head is in the cloud. What kind of first line of a conversation is that? I thought with myself. And who are you? I replied, annoyed. I'm the cloud you're biking through right now, the voice said. Feeling smart, I said. You see, you are the one I'm going through, which means that you are a cloud. I was right. My head is in a cloud. That's right. And wrong at the same time. The voice was more sober. It's actually a complex issue. Are you sure you want to have this conversation now while cycling? Absolutely, I said, feeling the cloud on my face as I was cycling through it. All right, listen. When I say I, that implies that I'm a cloud, an individual cloud. But that's simply because I'm using words in a way that you can understand, or actually because I'm using words in the first place. I have to put my thinking into a form that respects your mode of thinking and speaking, so that you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. You get it? I responded with an emphatic no. No! You're being very confusing. Listen now. What I mean is that there's no such thing as a cloud. We don't have edges where we end. We're not different entities. We merge, we separate, changing shape all the time. Think about this. Two clouds merge. They make a new cloud. Now, were they two separate clouds in the first place? There is no such thing as individuality with us. There is no separation among us. There's no you and me and he and she and they. There's no first, second, or third person. There's no person, basically. There's no self with us clouds. See, your language shapes your thinking. And there are so many languages. and different languages have different characteristics. With you, I'm speaking English. But with a Chinese-speaking person, I would speak Chinese, in which, by the way, there is no verb conjugation. Verbs for first, second, and third person, singular and plural, all have the same form, although Chinese still does have pronouns, unfortunately. Pedaling, I passed the dark canal. Some clouds lying down on its surface, snoring. The more carefully I listened to the speaking cloud, the more I felt him, her, it, them on my face. Okay, I get that. But I think you're getting too far away from our initial subject. A cloud versus clouds, or the cloud versus clouds. You're right, and wrong at the same time. I do have this fascination with languages, which makes me unconsciously change the course of every conversation towards languages. But this particular conversation is actually all about languages. Why are you going so fast, by the way? Calm down. And I realized that my excitement had caused me to ride much faster than usual. So I slowed down, my head in the cloud, and I became all ears. What I was saying was that there is no self or person with us, and so although I'm using these words, for example, I, me, we, us, they have no meaning in the cloud realm. If you can come up with a language that has no person, then we'll be able to talk about clouds without paradoxes. A language with no distinction between I, you, he, she, they, we, it, singular and plural. As long as I'm using your language, whatever I say is full of confusions. The cloud took a deep breath and said, all I'm saying, I guess, is that we clouds are all one. I said, that's what idealist humans say and sing about too. We are one, we are one, we are one. It doesn't matter where we are coming from. We are one, we are one, we are one. The cloud interrupted me. Shh. Have some respect for the sleeping folks, man. Listen, we can say that while you were talking, you passed through several clouds. But actually, you passed through one single cloud, the cloud, which includes all clouds, anywhere and everywhere. We are one. I am one. And if that sounds confusing or paradoxical, it's because of delusions of language. I tried to put everything together. So I asked, if I understand correctly, whenever I talk to a cloud, or clouds, or the cloud, whatever we should call it, then I'll be talking to you, right? Right. And I don't promise that I will always answer you and talk back, but yes, you talk to any cloud, you'll be talking to me. I'm the cloud. And then she, he, it, they, we, I, you, took a deep breath and said, my resting time is over. I made a move and slowly went up into the sky a couple of meters. My head was not in it, her, him, them, you, us, me, anymore. The cloud was getting back on her, his, their, our, your, my journey. I screamed from my bicycle, good luck with floating in the air. And by the way, do you ever know where you're going or where you're at any point of time? Or maybe that's a stupid question. If you are the cloud, then you are everywhere. You don't go to places. Only your overall shape changes all the time. And I heard the voice, we, and it stopped right after that very first word of the sentence. After some seconds of silence, the boy said, "Let's just stop using words, all right? Let's communicate in silence."